Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Lot to get into this morning because the Atlanta Falcons have confirmed who their coordinators are going to be. On the offense, as we all expected and as we all have been talking about, Zach Robinson, the former pass game coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, coming over to be the OC and call the plays for the Atlanta Falcons. The DC, we now know, is going to be another favorite, another guy who has been widely speculated and reported on that he could be coming over from also L.A. to the Atlanta Falcons, and that is Jimmy Lake. Jimmy, will get into him a little bit more as well, but he previously served as assistant head coach of the Los Angeles Rams this past season. And then our special teams coordinator, well, you already know him. He's already been here. Marquise Williams is staying the special teams coordinator, and he will continue to do what he has done and help Young Wei Koo, Bradley Pinion, and the Atlanta Falcons special teams be a well-oiled machine as a unit. And Marquise Williams, again, keeping his role as the special teams coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. Other bit of news I have to let you know. Multiple reports, first from Zach Klein from Fox 5. The Falcons are going to keep offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford, running backs coach Michael Petrie, and wide receivers coach TJ Yates, but they're moving TJ Yates to the quarterbacks coach position, which is fitting, and that's actually his natural position. If you remember, TJ Yates actually played quarterback here for the Atlanta Falcons and played, I believe, also for the Houston Texans, but he is a quarterback. That was his position. He played it in college. He played it here in the NFL, like I said, for the Atlanta Falcons. So he is moving back to his natural position, and he's going to be the quarterbacks coach for the Atlanta Falcons. For the past 2 years, though, he has been the wide receivers coach. So again, Falcons name their coordinators officially. Zach Robinson is going to be the OC. Jimmy Lake is going to be the DC. And Marquise Williams is going to keep his role as the special teams coordinator. And as far as who else they are keeping on staff, they are keeping offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford, running backs coach Michael Petrie. They will be in those same positions, but they're going to keep quarterbacks former wide receivers coach TJ Yates and move him to quarterbacks coach. And again, that's the position he played. So that is the news this Tuesday morning. And again, they haven't officially announced the Dwayne Ledford, Michael Petrie, TJ Yates news. Again, those are just reports, but all from reputable sources. Again, Zach Klein was the first one on it, but they have confirmed the coordinator hirings, and they did confirm that, again, Zach Robinson going to be the OC, Jimmy Lake the DC, and Marquise Williams the special teams coordinator. So we already know about Marquise Williams. We'll touch on him in just a second, but Zach Robinson, obviously we talked a lot about him yesterday, has been the passing game coordinator for the Rams, and he spent the past five seasons in total with the Rams. And again, quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator this past year, 2022 to 2023. He was the assistant quarterbacks coach in 2019, 2021, and the assistant wide receivers coach in 2020. So you already know he was helping Matt Stafford slang the ball around and helping Matt Stafford slice up defenses. But it should also be noted that he's had success with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. So with Robinson as the passing game coordinator, the Rams wide receiver, young wide receiver Puka Nacua, he had the most receptions with 105 and most receiving yards with 1,486 by a rookie in NFL history. Nacua obviously got second-team All-Pro honors. And Nacua also set the NFL record for most receiving yards by a rookie in a playoff game with the 181 yards he had against Detroit in that wild card game. Or, yeah, that was a wild card game, not divisional. Right. So, again, Zach Robinson is considered one of the great young offensive minds, and he was a guy that not, again, just Raheem Morris wanted. Multiple teams were interested in bringing in Zach Robinson to be their OC. Multiple teams had interviewed Zach Robinson to be their OC, but it does seem like that Robinson had a bit of a pact with Raheem Morris, and, you know, we all had the feeling, or if, you know, they had talked, I guess, if Raheem got a head coaching job, then Robinson was going to follow him to wherever that destination was, and it so turned out to be Atlanta. So happy to have Zach Robinson here, and again, it seems like he is going to do some very, very good things here in Atlanta. So I'm excited to see it. Very, very excited to see it, and, you know, all the stations and shows have talked about it, but it's going to be interesting to see how this offense now is going to run, how it's going to operate, how the personnel is going to change, what new personnel is going to be brought in to help, again, make this Zach Robinson offense go, because it's going to be different. It's going to be different from what Arthur Smith and Dave Ragone were doing. As I'm sure you've heard, Zach Robinson runs a lot, and I even told you about it yesterday. He runs a lot of 11 personnel, and again, that's three wide receivers, running back, tight end. So the Falcons, do not be surprised, and I would almost say expect the Falcons to go get themselves another wide receiver. Now, whether that's free agency or in the draft, and I'm not saying the Falcons should spend the number 8 overall pick on a wide receiver, not again. But again, Drake London has worked out great, but they obviously have bigger fish to fry with the number 8 overall pick, especially if they don't go get a quarterback in this year's draft. But at some point in the draft, maybe, and maybe also in free agency, you see the Falcons try to find themselves a wide receiver number 2. Again, that doesn't mean they're not going to keep maybe a Matt Collins around or a Scotty Miller around, but maybe a true bona fide wide receiver 2, or, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Van Jefferson either, but they definitely will have to address the wide receiver position because, again, it's most of the time three wide receiver sets for Zach Robinson. And we'll give you, in case you missed it yesterday, we'll give you some of the numbers on it here in just a second. But getting to Jimmy Lake here, Lake comes to Atlanta, having previously served, again, as I told you, the assistant head coach of the Los Angeles Rams this past season in 2023, And obviously, he's helped the Rams go from a 5-12 season in 2022, getting back to the postseason and posting a 10-7 record and getting to the wild card game where they obviously fell to the Detroit Lions. And Lake joined the Rams staff following two seasons as the head coach at the University of Washington. So he was the Washington head coach before Kalen DeBoer, who's obviously now at Alabama. But fun fact for you there. And again, he put in good work over there at the University of Washington while he was there. And his first season as the Huskies head coach, Ashley, was the COVID-shortened season. And he led the team to a 3-1 record, won the Pac-12 North Division title. And then he had a Washington team that led the conference in total defense and saw four players earn first-team all Pac-12 honors. So a guy that, again, has a long resume, very much deserving to be a DC. And, again, with Raheem being a defensive guy, obviously this is somebody he trusts, and this is somebody who was just on the staff with him. So it's good to see that Raheem is bringing over some of his peers that he's been working with and that he's going to have, obviously, a lot of chemistry. He's already going to have a lot of knowledge of how they all want to run things and do things. So it's going to be a very cohesive unit with, again, the offensive and defensive coordinator following him from Los Angeles. So they've all been already working together. They're just same. It's one of those same faces, different location type of deals. They're all coming over from LA again, besides Marquise Williams. Marquise Williams has been here, but Raheem Morris, I believe, does have a relationship with Marquise Williams. I think they were here at the same time, I believe. I think he was here when Raheem Morris was here. I may be wrong on that. I have to double check that. But either way it goes, as far as the offensive and defensive coordinator position goes, it's going to be a cohesive unit. Again, Raheem was just working with both of these guys over in L.A., and they all know how they want to work. They all know how they vibe together. They all got their chemistry down. So it's a good situation, I believe, for the Atlanta Falcons, and I like both of these hires for Raheem Morris. And as far as building the staff goes, it's off to a really great start. Obviously, you have to nail down a few more positions and a few more names to fill out this coaching staff. But I think Raheem Morris has done a heck of a job so far filling out this staff. And Falcons fans, we should be excited. You should be excited right now because we're going to see, again, a new take on this Atlanta Falcons offense. Going to see a new, fresh, young mind bring his ideas to a Falcons offense that obviously has a lot of weapons. And it's going to be really, really fun. And then we're going to have a coach who knows both sides of the ball. He's going to be very much involved. Not to say Arthur Smith or any other coach that really specializes in one thing isn't involved in the other side of the ball. Of course they are. But Raheem Morris, I believe, a little bit more than, some of the Arthur Smiths of the world or other coaches like, a Sean McVay or somebody like that who specializes in one thing or specializes on one side of the ball. Raheem Morris knows both sides of the ball, I would say, equally well, even though he is definitely defenses more so maybe his bread and butter. He's definitely going to be heavily involved with what both sides of the ball have going on. So I think this is a really, really good situation for Raheem's going to have an offensive and defensive coordinator. And I believe, as far as we all know, Jimmy Lake is going to call the plays on defense. So Raheem Morris is not going to have to worry about necessarily calling plays for either side of the ball. And that's going to allow him to just be the head coach and focus on the ebbs and flows of the game and, what's going on in the game. So I think that is a good thing, too, for Raheem Morris as he gets back into head coaching. So good stuff for the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, whatever other updates come about, we will give them to you. But this is the biggest news that we probably will get for a while now as far as, I guess, coaching staffs go. Most of it, again, has been filled out now. Obviously, Raheem Morris is going to be the head coach. Offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. Defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake. Special teams coordinator, Marquise Williams. And then, again, reports are they're keeping some former staffers. Dwayne Ledford, offensive line coach, he's staying. Running backs coach, who's done a great job with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, he's staying. Running backs coach. And then, again, he was the wide receivers coach these past 2 years, but he's going to actually be the quarterbacks coach now. He used to play quarterback, actually played quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons for a time. That is TJ Yates. Again, was the wide receivers coach. They're going to move him over to quarterbacks coach because that's the position he played. And he's got a little more experience there and knows a little bit more about being a quarterback, obviously, than being the wide receivers coach. But it's not, it's normal that, you know, a former quarterback is a wide receivers coach. So that's not anything out the norm. So it's not like it's a bad thing that he was a wide receivers coach. I'm not saying that, but he is going back to a position that he actually played in quarterback. So there's the latest Falcons news for you. But when we come back, we got to stick to the gridiron and we got to talk about some NFL news that has come down the pipeline over the last 24 hours. One of those pieces of news includes the Chiefs going to be missing somebody pretty important for the Super Bowl. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are feeling good. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We talked about the Falcons building out their coaching staff. Raheem Morris has got pretty much all of his staff taken care of at the moment. Again, offensive coordinator, who we all thought it was going to be, and the reports were all true. Zach Robinson, coming over from the Rams. He was their passing game coordinator. He's now going to call the plays and be the offensive coordinator here with the Falcons. Defense coordinator is going to be Jimmy Lake, who served as the assistant head coach this past season for the Rams. And special teams coordinator, well, he's already here. Marquise Williams is going to remain the special teams coordinator for the Falcons. And reports also are that the Falcons are going to retain offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford, running backs coach Michael Petrie, and they are also going to keep who was the wide receivers coach in TJ Yates, but they are going to make him the quarterbacks coach. So that is the latest Falcons news for you. But we got some other NFL news we got to get to. Told you one of these headlines had something to do with the Super Bowl. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be missing a pretty important piece of their defense, and that is none other than defensive end. Got to pull it up here. Hold on. 1 second. That is defensive end Charles Omenihu, and again, he has been a big part of the Chiefs' defense this season, racking up 7 sacks, 2 forced fumbles in 11 games. He also, if you remember, he was the one that had that strip sack on Lamar Jackson that ended up being a turnover for the Ravens. Chiefs swapped that up, got it up, and they made some big plays after that. So that's going to be a big loss for the Kansas City Chiefs. He did put on X, formerly known as Twitter. What, if you still want to call it Twitter, that's fine too. But he did have this to say: thank you all for the support. God makes no mistakes. We are all a witness to my adversity earlier this year, and I came back better than ever. I promise it will be no different this time. 90, we'll see you again. Till then, much love to everyone, and God bless. So obviously he wears number 90, so that's why he said 90, we'll see you again soon. But again, you hate it for the young man, and you hope that, again, he is able to come back better than ever and able to come back strong and contribute to the Chiefs sooner rather than later. But as far as, not this Sunday, but next Sunday goes, that is going to be a big loss for the Chiefs. And hopefully, I'm sure they have enough talent on there to make up for it. But, you know, you want everybody you can get to go up against a 49ers team that has a pretty good offensive line and obviously a lot of offensive weapons as well too. So definitely a bit of a blow to the Kansas City Chiefs there, but we'll see how they respond in a little less than 2 weeks. But other NFL news that I want to get to here: Joe Hortitz, he is moving from one Harbaugh to another. Adam Schefter reporting that the Chargers are working to hire Ravens Director of Player Personnel Joe Hortitz as their general manager. So that he's going to be like, John, you know, it was cool working with you, but, you know, I'm ready to go be a GM, so I'm going to go be a GM for your brother. You know, no hard feelings, right? You know, if you need me, just holler at Jim, and we'll talk some things out. But anyway, that is a piece of news here on the NFL circuit. Also, the Eagles, they have hired Clint Hurt as their defensive line coach. And Hurt, he was just previously with the Seattle Seahawks as their he wasn't their DC. Oh, actually, yes, he was their DC. So he was their DC out there in Seattle, and now he's going to be the defensive line coach for the Eagles. He was Seattle's DC for the last 2 seasons, and he had been with Seattle since 2017. And from then through 2021, he was the Seahawks assistant head coach and defensive line coach. And then again, these past couple years, he's been the defensive coordinator, but now he's going to be the defensive line coach for the Eagles. So that's a good pickup for the Eagles. Obviously, a guy who has experience as being a defensive line coach and also a defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, if you haven't heard, is going to be the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. So they got an experienced staff over there on defense to go with some experienced guys. Obviously, I think Brandon Graham said he wanted to come back for one more year. That hasn't obviously been confirmed yet, but you also got younger guys like Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, some dogs there, Keely Ringo also. So you got some young guys over there who obviously will benefit a lot from having the coaching from Clint Hurt, from Vic Fangio, experienced NFL defensive coordinators, experienced NFL coaches who will be able to help those guys out, and specifically on the defensive line, and Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Clint Hurt. And I have been seeing tweets all over there. Yeah, Clint Hurt, he was made to coach Jalen Carter. Obviously, Clint Hurt is a little bit of a bigger gentleman, and he's close to the stature of actually Jordan Davis. So that's where the joke kind of stemmed from there. But either way it goes, Clint Hurt is coming in to be the new defensive line coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. One big piece of news that I want to get to here, Art Rooney. He did an interview yesterday, and he had a couple of things to say about the quarterback position. He had a couple of things to say about just the Steelers overall. But he was talking about, and he talked to Brooke Pryor of ESPN.com. He said that, quote, "We've had enough of this. Time for Steelers to get some playoff wins." So the Steelers plan to extend Mike Tomlin, obviously, is still in action. And Rooney also talked about that as well. And he said it'll happen when it'll happen. So he didn't put any timetable on that. And obviously, you didn't expect him to. But when talking about, again, the team getting to the postseason and, you know, obviously not having a losing season early in the time, he talked about how good that was. But he said, again, quote, "We've had enough of this. It's time to get some wins. It's time to take these next steps." And so that was what Rooney said. You know, again, it's great that I've always said it. I would take Mike Tomlin here yesterday. He would have been a great fit here. I would have loved to have Mike Tomlin here if he would have obviously gotten fired. But obviously the Steelers, after going 10-7, making the postseason, are keeping him, and I think that is the right move. But it's one thing to have you can't go 500 now, but for the past few years, he's either been 500 or he's had a winning record. Most of those seasons have been a winning record for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. So it's one thing to finish over 500 every year, and it's one thing to be in the postseason or just barely miss the postseason again, finish over 500 every year. It's another thing to win playoff games and actually be competitive in the postseason. Those are two different things, and we all know the Steelers, what, most Super Bowls in NFL history. They're the franchise that have the most Super Bowls in NFL history. I think maybe tied with the 49ers or tied with the Patriots, actually. Yeah, tied with the Patriots. So they're trying to obviously keep that, build upon that, and get some more Lombardi trophies. But you got to be in the playoffs, and obviously you got to win some playoff games to make that happen, and that hasn't been happening the past few years. So the owner just saying, hey, it's great that we've been in the postseason. It's great that we've been able to make it to the dance, but we actually got to win some games in the dance and advance it in the postseason. So that's what's got to happen. So for me, it seems like after Art Rooney said all of this, it seems like the Steelers at least got to win a playoff game this season. And if not, could be the end of Mike Tomlin this time around. Now, maybe that's not the case. We'll see. And obviously, things change, rearrange. You never know what's going to happen throughout the course of a season. But it seems like the expectation now is at least for the Steelers to win a playoff game next season. Now, they are doing some things to try and help make that happen. Getting a new offensive coordinator is the first step. And obviously, they've interviewed, and they confirmed they've interviewed a guy that we know all too well here in former Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. He just interviewed yesterday, I believe it was, or Sunday, with the Steelers for their offensive coordinator job. And yes, the George Pickens jokes did have me cracking up. That would be an interesting pairing, and I would be quite interested to see that. But they've interviewed other candidates too, and they're going to continue to interview candidates. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, the expectation for the Steelers now is, look, we've been making the playoffs. That's great. But we got to win some playoff games as well. And he also talked about the quarterback position. And when talking about Kenny Pickett, he said, quote, "We still feel good about Kenny Pickett and his future." And that was via Joe Rutter of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. He also said, quote, "He knows he needs to work hard to take the next step, and we've talked about that." So he's been in communication with Mike Tomlin. He's been in communication with Kenny Pickett, and he's made it very clear to not only now Mike Tomlin, but to us that it's time for the Steelers to start winning some playoff games again. And when talking about keeping head coach Tomlin, I want to give you one more quote there. He said, certainly there's a resolve there and a determination there, Rooney said. And I think I said before, I think all of us have been around for a little while and we are anxious to take the next step and getting a little impatient. And we all need to see the kind of improvement we all want to see. Mike believes that as firmly as anybody else in the building," end quote. So you heard the impatient word there. He used impatient himself. So I think it's pretty clear and obvious that Steelers need to win some playoff games and they need to do it soon, or the Steelers just won't be looking for a new offensive coordinator next year. They'll be looking for a new head coach. So we'll see how the developments keep happening there. But there was all, he also talked about, you know, keeping Mason Rudolph and there potentially being a quarterback competition between Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. So we'll see what happens there. Rudolph played well down the stretch, helped get the Steelers into the postseason. So we'll see who the Steelers quarterback ends up being next season. But looks like maybe either Pickett or Rudolph. And I don't know if either one of those quarterbacks right now yell Super Bowl winning quarterback or maybe even playoff winning quarterback. We'll see. All right, when we come back, Hawks take on the Kang tonight. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Cam Reddish and company come to visit the Atlanta Hawks in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. We will talk about that game and also things getting a little messy here in Atlanta when it comes to the basketball team as well. We'll talk about it next. Give me 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Hometown Take here. You know what's popping. It's a Tuesday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews hanging out with you. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders, my early gym goers, my people already at work or on their way to work, and my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Hawks, they are back in action tonight, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Cam Reddish, former Atlanta Hawk we all know very well about. Some of you may out there still may believe that Cam Reddish is the answer. And look, maybe right about now, the Hawks could use a guy like Cam Reddish, at least somebody who can, you know, play a little defense, spot up and hit a corner three, because That's really what it comes down to, I think, for these Hawks. That's what the problem is. I think we're being straight up. If we're being honest, the Hawks right now are just a team that is bad built. They're a team that is just not put together well. They're a team that just, we thought these pieces were going to work out, and they don't fit. They just don't fit at all. So hopefully the Hawks can find a way to get it together, stay afloat up until the trade deadline, which is coming up pretty soon. I'll go ahead and let you know when the NBA trade deadline is. It's just over a week away, a little over a week away. So February 8th. So, yeah, just a little bit over a week. It'll be a week from Thursday, the NBA trade deadline. Sorry about that. Had a cough. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to figure out tonight. But I do have to let you know that you can hear every single Hawks game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game going to start tonight at 7. Tip at 7:30. And as far as injuries go, it'll be very interesting to see whether or not DeJounte Murray is going to be out tonight or not. Looking at the early injury report, he's listed as a game time decision, and so is DeAndre Hunter, and Bruno Fernando and V. Krejci already ruled out. Cam Reddish is actually out. He's not supposed to be back until next week. LeBron is actually a game time decision right now, so we'll see if LeBron is able to play. Obviously, he got hit in the face by Dylan Brooks last night, and he was not too happy about that. So we'll see if LeBron is able to get in the game after, like I said, being kind of clubbed in the face by Dylan Brooks. But we all know what type of time Dylan Brooks be on. Dude's he'd be a little bit of a menace sometimes. He'd be on, as us young folks call it, demon time sometimes. And it looks like he might have been on that last night. So LeBron, a game time decision. Cam Reddish is out for the Lakers. Bruno Fernando and V. Krejci out for the Hawks. DeJounte Murray and DeAndre Hunter, both game time decisions. And speaking of DeJounte Murray, I wanted to get to this because this was an interesting development. And this has been an interesting development over the past couple of days for the Hawks, DeJounte Murray, and where this Hawks team is at right now. And I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, so I want to make sure I can talk about it here this morning. Apparently a fan was talking that talk to DeJounte Murray. And when I say that, I don't mean in a good way this time around. But DeJounte Murray responded to said fan as the fan DM'd him on X, Twitter, again, whatever you want to call it. DeJounte Murray responded, and obviously then the response got screenshotted and has now surfaced on Reddit, Atlanta Hawks Reddit. And this is what the message says. Quote, come watch practice and see that team, in all caps, play together. And then watch the games and see another team with a whole lot of exclamation points. Also, if you want my job, come get it. I want to see you be told one thing in practice and used a way in practice. And when the real games start, it's a totally different game. Come run up and down the sidelines with no rhythm and flow. Come be a spot up player. Oh yeah, not to mention actually watch the games and see how long I'm out the games when I sit and how long I actually get to make decisions as a playmaker. Oh yeah, come ask every player on this team this year and last year, are they happy? Then come talk to me with some laughing emojis. Y'all want stats over wins and I can't relate, sucker. End quote. That says a lot. So this message tells me this, that one, DeJounte Murray, obviously unhappy. Two, it seems like DeJounte Murray has been told things in practice, maybe given some guarantees or promises in practice, and they don't come to fruition in the game. He's not happy with his playing time. He's not happy with how long he's sitting. He's not happy with his role on the team, being turned into a spot-up shooter. He's not happy with the time he gets to be out there as a true point guard and playmaker. And he's not happy with maybe how the chain of command is in Atlanta right now. And this all goes back to my point that this team is bad built. This team is not put together correctly. Now I think it's starting to come to light what John Collins originally said about the team and Trae Young. It's coming to light why Travis Schlenk didn't initially want to make this trade happen. It doesn't work. And it's not going to work. Again, it's fine when one is on the court and one is sitting. It's good to have a true point guard always ready to go and always in the game. That's great. But it doesn't matter if you can't have them on the court at the same time, and it just doesn't work. To DeJounte's point, when he's saying that message, when Trey's on the court, he's got the ball. DeJounte is turning to a spot-up shooter. All this talk about Trae Young supposedly moving more off ball. Where? I haven't really seen it. Let me know if you have. And again, this is not Trae Young slander. Trae Young has been playing great. Trae Young has been playing out of his mind. I'm upset that Trae Young's not an all-star starter. The defense has been improved. The effort on defense has been much improved. This is not Trae Young slander. All I'm saying is this team ain't built right. DeJounte Murray and Trae Young are not a good combo. Trae Young needs guys who can space the floor, don't need the ball in their hands to create shots, and they need to be able to hit three-pointers, period. We need Trae Young, a true shooting guard, a Klay Thompson type, not Klay Thompson right now, but Klay Thompson in his prime, that can score, what, 60 points off 11 dribbles. We need a guy like that. And we need 3-and-D guys. We need guys who can play defense, help get stops, and hit three-pointers on offense. We need what we are still kind of hoping and maybe have slightly given up hope. But we want DeAndre Hunter's, but, you know, more offensive efficiency. But that's another discussion for another day. But that's what we need. We need a true shooting guard who can, again, have a type of game where he takes 11 dribbles and scores 60 points. We need that type of efficiency. Somebody who doesn't need the ball in the hand to create shots. Someone who actually is good at moving off the ball and is used to and is good with and is okay with moving off the ball. And we need 3-and-D guys. And we need a center who can create his own shot. And Onyeka Okongwu is good for that, but somebody Clint Capella's height, but a guy who can is a little bit better than Clint Capella at creating their own shot and has some better post moves. I'm just being brutally honest right now because I'm frustrated because this Atlanta Hawks team is not very good, and it's because they're bad built. And I think we all realize that now, and I think frustration is not only from me, you, but DeJounte Murray are starting to boil over now. All right, when we come back, we'll see what the morning shift has for you. And we'll wrap things up on this Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do it after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the hometown take here. You know what's popping. It's the Tuesday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews hanging out with you. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders, my early gym goers, my people already at work or on their way to work, and my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Hawks, they are back in action tonight, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Cam Reddish, former Atlanta Hawk we all know very well about. Some of you may out there still may believe that Cam Reddish is the answer. And look, maybe right about now, the Hawks could use a guy like Cam Reddish, at least somebody who can, you know, play a little defense, spot up and hit a corner three, because that's really what it comes down to, I think, for these Hawks. That's what the problem is. I think we're being straight up. If we're being honest, the Hawks right now are just a team that is bad built. They're a team that is just not put together well. They're a team that just, we thought these pieces were going to work out, and they don't fit. They just don't fit at all. So hopefully the Hawks can find a way to get it together, stay afloat up until the trade deadline, which is coming up pretty soon. I'll go ahead and let you know when the NBA trade deadline is. It's just over a little over a week away. So February 8th. So yeah, just a little bit over a week. It'll be a week from Thursday, the NBA trade deadline. Sorry about that. Had a cough. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to figure out tonight, but I do have to let you know that you can hear every single Hawks game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game going to start tonight at 7, tip at 7:30. And as far as injuries go, it'll be very interesting to see whether or not DeJounte Murray is going to be out tonight or not. Looking at the early injury report, He's listed as a game time decision, and so is DeAndre Hunter, and Bruno Fernando and V. Krejci already ruled out. Cam Reddish is actually out. He's not supposed to be back until next week. LeBron is actually a game time decision right now. So we'll see if LeBron is able to play. Obviously, he got hit in the face by Dylan Brooks last night, and he was not too happy about that. So we'll see if LeBron is able to get in the game after, like I said, being kind of clubbed in the face by Dylan Brooks. But we all know what type of time Dylan Brooks be on. Dude's he'd be a little bit of a menace sometimes. He'd be on, as us young folks call it, demon time sometimes. And it looks like he might have been on that last night. So LeBron, a game time decision. Cam Reddish is out for the Lakers. Bruno Fernando and Vic Krejci out for the Hawks. DeJounte Murray and DeAndre Hunter, both game time decisions. And speaking of DeJounte Murray, I wanted to get to this because this was an interesting development. And this has been an interesting development over the past couple of days for the Hawks, DeJounte Murray, and where this Hawks team is at right now. And I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, so I want to make sure I can talk about it here this morning. Apparently a fan was talking that talk to DeJounte Murray. And when I say that, I don't mean in a good way this time around, but DeJounte Murray responded to said fan as the fan DM'd him on X, Twitter, again, whatever you want to call it. DeJounte Murray responded, and obviously then the response got screenshotted and has now surfaced on Reddit, Atlanta Hawks Reddit. And this is what the message says. Quote, come watch practice and see that team, in all caps, play together. And then watch the games and see another team with a whole lot of exclamation points. Also, if you want my job, come get it. I want to see you be told one thing in practice and used a way in practice. And when the real games start, it's a totally different game. Come run up and down the sidelines with no rhythm and flow. Come be a spot-up player. Oh, yeah, not to mention actually watch the games and see how long I'm out the games when I sit and how long I actually get to make decisions as a playmaker. Oh, yeah. Come ask every player on this team this year and last year, are they happy? Then come talk to me with some laughing emojis. Y'all want stats over wins, and I can't relate, sucker. End quote. That says a lot. So this message tells me this, that one, DeJounte Murray, obviously unhappy. Two, it seems like DeJounte Murray has been told things in practice, maybe given some guarantees or promises in practice, and they don't come to fruition in the game. He's not happy with his playing time. He's not happy with how long he's sitting. He's not happy with his role on the team, being turned into a spot-up shooter. He's not happy with the time he gets to be out there as a true point guard and playmaker. And he's not happy with maybe how the chain of command is in Atlanta right now. And this all goes back to my point that this team is bad built. This team is not put together correctly. Now I think it's starting to come to light what John Collins originally said about the team and Trae Young. It's coming to light why Travis Schlenk didn't initially want to make this trade happen. It doesn't work, and it's not going to work. Again, it's fine when one is on the court and one is sitting. It's good to have a true point guard always ready to go and always in the game. That's great. But it doesn't matter if you can't have them on the court at the same time, and it just doesn't work. To DeJounte's point, when he's saying that message, when Trey's on the court, he's got the ball. DeJounte is turning to a spot-up shooter. All this talk about Trae Young supposedly moving more off ball. Where? I haven't really seen it. Let me know if you have. And again, this is not Trae Young slander. Trae Young has been playing great. Trae Young has been playing out of his mind. I'm upset that Trae Young's not an all-star starter. The defense has been improved. The effort on defense has been much improved. This is not Trae Young slander. All I'm saying is this team ain't built right. DeJounte Murray and Trae Young are not a good combo. Trae Young needs guys who can space the floor, don't need the ball in their hands to create shots, and they need to be able to hit three-pointers, period. We need Trae Young, a true shooting guard, a Klay Thompson type, not Klay Thompson right now, but Klay Thompson in his prime, that can score, what, 60 points off 11 dribbles. We need a guy like that. And we need 3-and-D guys. We need guys who can play defense, help get stops, and hit three-pointers on offense. We need what we are still kind of hoping and maybe have slightly given up hope. But we want DeAndre Hunters, but, you know, more offensive efficiency. But that's another discussion for another day. But that's what we need. We need a true shooting guard who can, again, have a type of game where he takes 11 dribbles and scores 60 points. We need that type of efficiency. Somebody who doesn't need the ball in the hand to create shots. Someone who actually is good at moving off the ball and is used to and is good with and is okay with moving off the ball. And we need 3-and-D guys. And we need a center who can create his own shot. And Onyeka Okongwu is good for that, but somebody Clint Capella's height, but a guy who can is a little bit better than Clint Capella at creating their own shot and has some better post moves. I'm just being brutally honest right now because I'm frustrated because this Atlanta Hawks team is not very good, and it's because they're bad built. And I think we all realize that now, and I think frustration is not only from me, you, but DeJounte Murray are starting to boil over now. All right, when we come back, we'll see what the morning shift has for you, and we'll wrap things up on this Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do it after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.